Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You're invited if you want to join the show. Do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Ministry of Truth. If you get the chance, Pete, you get the story about the expansion, likely expansion of this concept to more than just the United States. That's on the way. And it is Ian here.
And Pete Mountaineer.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts coming up. First, though, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to those phone calls, and we'll start with Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Yes, hi. I was thinking to myself, you know, I understand that some people, they like to have almost an anarchistic society, but, you know, I've been down a lot of roads in a lot of societies so far in my life, trying out different ones. But
and you decided you love the state.
I didn't say that either. You know, it's a very, very tricky business.
Well, you did say it. I mean, you've called this show many times in the past, and you basically slobbed the knob of the state on
every single night. You have done absolutely nothing but praise government and its effects.
Maybe I've been lucky. I've just lived in places where the government happens to like me. I don't really know why, but I've they've always been very kind to me.
Well, they love the obedience. Mm-hmm. I mean, they love people who don't actually love you, but they love it when you do what they tell you to do. They love it when you're not a problem for them by standing up and actually standing for something meaningful like individual liberty or freedom, which you've never done in your life.
Well, and you propagate the myth that they have moral powers beyond that of any mortal man, and they love people that do that.
Well, you know, I just never had any conflicts with them. They always smile at me. They're always friendly. And they're always helpful. You know, and you don't
mind them stealing from you and telling you what to do.
Yeah, and you've always been happy to jump to whenever they tell you what to do.
Yeah, I mean, there are people in this world that like being told what to do, and people who don't.
And you appear to be told what to do. And you know what? Well, you should have that for yourself.
Yeah,
if that's what you want.
That's absolutely what I want. I want there to be a place where people who love government can go and be a place where people who don't love government can go.
There are like 180-something countries and within the United States, 49 states that are perfect for people that love the government and love being told what to do. And for those of us that actually do give a damn about individual liberty and freedom, we pretty much have to move to New Hampshire. But what was the point of your call tonight, Robert?
Well, I'm trying to figure out which one, you know, there are governments like you're suggesting that are a little bit maybe a little bit comme-ci, comme-ça. In other words, governments who really don't break their neck to give you the absolute best service. And like here in South Carolina, you know,
its own neck to give you better service.
No government anywhere on the planet gives a damn about serving people.
Right. If they cared about giving good service, we would have the ability to fire them.
Which
well,
cannot
we do.
No. Sorry, that's just a fantasy. You have no ability to fire the state.
If you do, then please fire this one, and I will get back to you on a better one.
Which one do you want fired?
All of them.
The United States federal government would be a really good start.
Well, you know something? They're only there because we voted them in.
No.
You and who else? Because I sure don't.
Because I'll tell you what, if you don't show up to the vote this year, they're going to still be there.
Yeah, if literally no one does, then I guarantee you Joe Biden will vote for himself, and whoever they run on the other side will vote for themselves.
Well, he has every right to. I mean, a lot of politicians are a little legal.
They have no right to vote themselves powers over other men.
They have no right to rule over other men.
Everybody has a right to one vote.
No, no one has a right to a vote over other people's property.
Well, this is a representative democracy, and we can't make all the decisions ourselves.
I know they fed you that line, and I know that you believe that in your heart of hearts, but you're wrong.
Well, what is it then?
Okay. The alternative is that we sit in the Congress ourselves. I mean,
not the alternative.
No, that's not the alternative at all. So let me put this in terms that you can comprehend. What I'm advocating is that I get to be a monarch, You get to be a monarch, Ian gets to be a monarch, and if you and some other monarchs want to have an alliance, you go do that, and I will be apart from that.
That's the beauty of our society. We're all monarchs.
The hell it is. What kind of a fantasy are you living in to where you could actually say something like that?
That's true. You can. You're free to do whatever you want as long as it doesn't interfere with other people.
That's not true.
Even remotely true.
At all. Dude, I'm facing 420 years maximum in prison right now for doing something that has no victim whatsoever. Allegedly.
Okay, I lived in Germany, and in Germany I had Kombi-Rechtsversicherung, which means a combination. I had a little business, so I had my insurance.
Did you ask for permission to have that business?
Of course I had permission. But
did you ask for it?
Yeah.
You went to some government agency and filled out a form, or more than one form, requesting permission to have that business?
Not only did I do that, but I got money from them to open the business.
I got news for you. That's not what a monarch does. A monarch doesn't have to ask permission. A sovereign, a person who is their own king, does not have to go to another king to request permission to do whatever it is that they want to do, as long as they're not harming anyone else. So you've just contradicted the thing you said less than 2 minutes ago.
It's strictly a formality. Otherwise,
no, it's not.
Keep order.
The reason you do it is the same reason everyone does it, is so the other king, the government gang known as Germany, doesn't kick your door in and demand that you do what they say, or they throw you in a prison cell for the rest of your life. If you go and you fill out the forms and you give them enough money in advance, they probably won't do that, and you know that, right?
They give you money in Germany to open a business.
So even worse, in that case, they're then stealing money from the rest of the people of Germany to then subsidize your business, whether or not it's any good, whether or not the idea was a decent idea. You're going to go ahead and get paid to open up a business that could just be total garbage. How many years did it last?
It lasted until I had to come back and look after my mom.
Good for you.
Well, and I notice how quickly you sidestep. Okay, you made the claim that we can do what we want as long as we don't interfere with other people. And then Ian points out, okay, I am facing this enormous and unbelievable punishment when he did exactly that. Harmed nobody, interfered with nobody, purely voluntary interactions between all parties.
And that's just me. We can come up with tons of other examples. How about Ross Ulbricht, who's in prison right now for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for running a website?
Okay, what you've got to do is you just got to make sure that everything is perfectly legal, and you do that by getting it.
That's not what a king does.
Right. Do you have any concept of what it is like to be a sovereign?
Of course not.
Yes, I do. My great-great-grandfather was a Roman senator, and we were at the leadership of the Roman Empire for since almost...
That has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. That has absolutely nothing to do with being a sovereign. Do you think the Queen of England asks someone for permission when she decides to set up a newspaper stand? No. She asks no one. Do you think that she goes to the Queen of Bavaria and asks for permission when she decides that she wants a car parked somewhere? No. That's what a sovereign does. They do what they want, when they want, and as long as they're not harming any other sovereign, then they don't have to worry about the effects.
So do the rest of us, basically. Those are just points of order. That's all. It's no big deal.
No, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And that's the
difference. I know you don't care. You like following orders. You like to ask permission. Yeah. And you love it when they reward you for asking permission the right way.
Yeah, and it's a joke to act as though you're a sovereign. I mean, that is just an insult to people that actually understand what sovereignty is and attempt to actually exercise as much of it as they can.
Now,
someone who asks permission is a serf.
Now, we should be sovereigns,
yeah.
In this country especially. That was the whole point of kicking out the King of England, was so that those powers would devolve unto the people. And we even for a little while were at least paying lip service to the concept, mm-hmm. Which is why Lansing versus Smith pointed out directly that all those powers were now the powers of the people or the state, and state, of course, was defined by something that the people had created. So all those powers were supposed to be ours. But look around you.
Thank Thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Always good to hear from a bootlicker. The number here is 603-283-6160, but one that actually seems to believe something else, which is amazing level of self-delusion. 603-283-6160. I guess it is kind of hard to consider yourself a serf and a slave.
It's preferable to have cognitive dissonance than realize the truth.
More coming up.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Deanna Pecos Mountaineer in the studio tonight. You can join us online. anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Join us on our social media platform. Unlike the big tech, mega corporate social media, ours is run by us on our server. It's independent. It is a Mastodon-based system. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Mastodon is an open-source system that anybody can run. There are, in fact, thousands of Mastodon servers out there. They are federated together, which means you can reach other people on other Mastodon servers from our server and vice versa. So head over to social.freetalklive.com to get connected there. That's social.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Jack on the line in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
The other night you guys were speaking about contrails, chemtrails.
I didn't choose the topic, but yes, somebody did call in about that.
Yeah, and that subject line, and you're a non-believer.
I wouldn't say that per se. I'm a skeptic, and there's a difference. I do understand that there have been government sprayings of things. I went through one of them in Florida. It was called Malathion. They sprayed this chemical that was allegedly going to, I think, do something about mosquitoes or some sort of tree bug of some sort, and that was quite nasty. What they did there. So that's not to say I don't believe that governments would and or have sprayed people. It's just I don't buy the claim that they're doing it every day, all day, everywhere, with thousands of planes and pilots and constant poisoning or whatever it is that people believe about this. So that summarizes my position.
You know, listening to your debate the other night, I kind of fell in the middle, like I always have about it for the last, you know, 10, 15 years. But have you ever came across a sky where there's, like, way too many of them and they're going...
Too many clouds?
Too many persistent contrails. Yeah, they're just, like, everywhere. And, you know, you think you'd see the planes going up and down and sideways and wiggling. And I know they move and they...
You know there's wind sometimes, up there, right? And it's very cold.
I know, 40. All I'm saying is I'm in the middle. I don't go either way on this one.
Okay.
But it is strange.
Well, there's no real evidence to back this stuff up. It's pure conjecture for the most part, pure paranoia. And it's once again yet another conspiracy theory that bogs people down into the realm of total fear about just living in the world around them, that everything's out to get them.
So I have a completely different way of viewing that,
okay,
though. So, okay, let's assume hypothetically that this is the case, that they are constantly spraying whatever it is, chemicals or aerosolized metal particles,
yeah,
or viruses or whatever it is.
Okay.
So let's assume hypothetically that that is the case. And in spite of that, I have been able to muster up sufficient physical health,
yes,
that I am able to think these independent thoughts.
Evidence, at the very least, that their mind control plans are not working.
Right. And, I mean, I definitely know that this is the case as far as, like, the fluoride in the water. As far as
if you're going to poison somebody, it makes more sense to poison the water supply.
Well,
and if you want to control somebody's mind, it makes more sense to run the schools.
Well,
those are things that are much more provable.
The schools was absolutely the next thing that I was going to bring up. I know for a fact that they are poisoning our minds through the schools especially, and secondarily through our media system.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for a
much
fact
more effective.
That, right. I know for a fact that through those means, they are working very diligently to make sure that I am unhealthy,
mm-hmm,
and incapable of independent thought. And in spite of the tremendous amount of effort that they put in, I mean, it's a Herculean amount of effort that they put in through definitely provable means and possibly some of these other means. And in spite of all of that, they still can't get rid of the free thinkers.
We're still
here. So to me, that is actually the important part, is to focus on, in spite of all of these efforts, we are still here.
Indeed. I just don't believe in this particular effort as being a thing that is actually something that is going on, let alone something to worry about. And I do not want to live in the world of fear that these people live in, where every time they look up at the sky, they believe that they're being poisoned. And then they think that, oh, my God, this is horrible or whatever. They're constantly afraid. That is not a good mindset, not a healthy mindset at all. And that's what this encourages. That's what this particular belief system encourages. All these people that believe, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them, every time they walk outside and they look up at the sky, that's what they think about. And I just think that's so disempowering.
Hmm.
Anyway, what else, Jack?
I believe that, as a conspiracy, over thousands and thousands of years, government or comparable, organizations that control population have gotten really good at it over the years.
Have they, though?
No, I don't think they have. I think we see them in a lot of these conspiracies and different things.
More than anything, I think that they're... So I do believe that there are control structures that have been built up over thousands of years, and especially important ones that have been built up over the last couple of hundred years or even 100 years. However, number one, I would say that the people operating those systems are not, we know that that some of these systems are not operated by the people who invented them. And I would say that the people who are operating them are not capable of inventing such a thing, are not capable of fixing these systems when they break down. So all they know, it's kind of like that scene in Idiocracy, right? So he walks into the hospital, and there's this sort of slack-jawed idiot at as all of them are in that world, who's at the front desk, and just, like, pushes the button of, like, well, it's not this, must be this, pushes that button.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very much the same level that the politicians and bankers and oil moguls and all of that are at this point. Like, they inherited a system of control.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They can't fix it when we find ways around.
Increased interest rates.
Yeah, one of the biggest systems of control is the monetary system,
mm-hmm.
and we have done a complete end run about that. Now, that hasn't really seen fruition yet, but we've done a complete end run around the monetary system, and the people who are running this don't have the ability to fix that problem. So they're trying to slow it down in every way possible, but they're not able to do it.
Jack, thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. I did have it in my show prep for the last several days, this story about the interest rates, where they have increased the interest rate, the benchmark interest rate, by a half percentage point. The Federal Reserve, which is its allegedly most aggressive move since the year 2000. They say this is going to, quote-unquote, fight inflation.
Yeah, we'll see.
How could that even be the case?
Well, no, here's the thing. Like, what they want to do is to convince the people that they're doing something without actually doing something, because actually doing something would mean that less of our money goes into the pockets of their criminal friends on Wall Street.
Sure, they can't have that.
Right. But what they want to do is to convince everyone, including their criminal friends, that they are doing something so that the inflation will be stopped.
Which, of course, is total bunk.
No, not at all.
They keep printing money.
It's too late at this point.
There's more coming up here. If we get the chance, we'll talk about this story. And your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. It is free.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are still holding on as the Russian invasion continues into its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. That's because he is expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continuing its losing ways at the end of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. This is USA Radio News. Out west in New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes are working to encircle the largest fire burning in the country as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last few weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching. It's where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who have left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. The court ruled Thursday that regulations for the technique were invalid because the legislature did not consent to them. The searches were challenged by a group of black men who worried about being targeted for investigation because their biological brothers were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the state's data bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go back for many years. You can download at your leisure. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We're going to go back to more of your calls and thoughts in this live Saturday episode. First up, we have Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Hey, good evening, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Peakless. Well, evidently, old China Joe is trying to pencil whip something through the Department of Justice.
Hmm.
And what it's going to pertain to is, the World Health Organization? Isn't that what this crazy Dr. Fauci's in charge of?
No.
That's he's in charge of the part of the CDC, the
National Institute of Health or something.
Yeah, of allergies and infectious diseases. It's NSAID is the acronym.
And he's been there, by the way, since 1984 in that position.
Okay, well, it would be the CDC. The next time there is a pandemic, the CDC, through this newly enacted law, they're trying to push through the Justice Department, they will be able to basically have martial law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and since you bring up the World Health Organization, there's actually a big push for all of the countries of the world to answer to the World Health Organization the next time there's a global pandemic.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so they're trying to hit both sides of the eight ball at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suspect this whole COVID thing is going to come back around again. I don't think they're done with this.
Medical martial law is the future.
And look at what's happening. It's the current in Shanghai and in China, where they literally are locking people into their apartment complexes now. And, I mean, it is absolutely insane. They're wrapping. We learned this the other night, the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter. They've been posting just insane video after insane video. They are now wrapping the sides of the road, so like a long road that goes between cities or whatever, on the side of the road, you've got that metal barrier or whatever that you typically see on the side of the road. Well, they're now wrapping that in like barbed wire, in razor wire, to stop people from getting out of their cars and just running into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we talked about that last night, and you were saying they were also spreading doo-doo on the wall, and I told you, well, that's an old trick.
They're putting the razor wire up in cities too. There's images and videos just in the midst of a city. There's razor wire being put up, just dividing people from other people and preventing folks from leaving the area that they're supposed to be in, according to the communist government. And there's no reason this can't come to other places.
Yeah, when you see this happening in China, don't think to yourself, oh, it can't happen here. Instead, start thinking to yourself, how many years will it take for us to do exactly this?
Mm. Depends on how obedient people are. And the reason why it's happening in China is because people did step A and locked themselves in their own apartments. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until weeks later that the metal gates started going up, and now the barbed wire is starting to go up. Mm-hmm.
You talk about China, I'm going to bounce back to the chemtrails. There was they had the Olympics, I think, almost 6 years ago, and one of the Chinese ministers of health or some foolish thing like that, he opened his mouth because one of the broadcasters asked him a question about the weather and how do you know that everything will go down as you plan. He says, oh, don't worry about the weather. We control that.
Thank you, Major.
That's absolutely correct. There are weather manipulations through high atmosphere aerosol releases.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been hearing about this CIA agent with the last name of Hansen. And he was actually spying for the Russians, so he flipped over to the other side. And then he ratted out the double agents, in other words, the Russian spy that were spying on both sides, and all the U.S. spies. And a lot of them got executed and tortured because of him, and it took them like 20 years to catch him. And but I think I saw him on television a long time ago also. But what's funny is that he had a same last name with Richard Hansen, my friend. I think they're somehow related.
It's a fairly common last name, actually.
So why are you bringing this up? I mean, this is an old case, right? This is a 20-year-old case.
Right. Was it the 70s or the 80s? But, I mean, it's still kind of intriguing because we still have a lot of spies. We're swapping slides back and forth, all the people that are getting released from Russia, and because when they release our people, it's still going on.
Oh,
it's
yeah, well,
really intriguing.
I mean, McCarthy catches a lot of flack in historians' depictions, but the entire State Department was rife with Russian spies. I mean, they were looking everywhere. They were looking especially in Hollywood, whereas Hollywood was more of a culture. They were culturally communist, Marxist, socialist, which left-leaning people tend to be more creative just in general. So that's why they were looking there. But what was really infiltrated directly by the agents of the USSR itself was the United States State Department.
Sarah, if the Russian government came to you and asked you to become a spy, would you say yes?
Well, I don't think I want to do, like, rot in jail like this guy. That's what's happening to him.
I mean, the pay might be really good, though.
Oh, no, he got paid. And he got paid in the...
I'm saying, you're on welfare. You could probably make some good money working for the Russian government.
No, I'll just do my little Mickey Mouse stuff I'm doing over here on the Free Talk Life.
So you're trying to help the communists, but you're not officially working for them.
Only Sarah believes that the Russians are communists.
That's true.
Well, and another thing about that you know what? What was the allure? I mean, he got paid. But another thing was that they called him a comrade, and they convinced him like they convinced me that communism is good for the people. Like I'm telling you, because it's about Social Security, free healthcare for all, and he really believed it.
Well,
and
he's maybe like, how would they turn him over? He was convinced by the same thing that convinced the Russian premier. Maybe he saw one of our random road stops, just a little gas station somewhere, and realized, wow, you have 50 different kinds of every kind of food, and we have trouble just feeding ourselves.
By the way, the guy she mentioned is on a 15 consecutive life sentence in maximum security prison in Florence, Colorado, ADX Florence, where he's in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day for the rest of his days. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my great-great-grandfather was Hans. His son was Hans' son.
There you
go. Ole. Ole. Hans' son. Olson. Get it?
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah, back that thing up. And so you didn't really like when I was complimentary of three judges. So I'm going to go back to ripping on judges again.
All right.
So I about got in a fight with one judge here in New Mexico in the black barbershop where I get my hair cut, and that was Tommy Jewell. And Tommy Jewell, he used to be the presiding judge. Remember, this is New Mexico where all judges have to be related or having incest with other judges. It's required. So
okay.
Follow this closely. So I, David Olson, I go to the black barbershop, get my hair cut all the time when I lived in Albuquerque. And so I was at the black barbershop one day, get my hair cut, and I was the only poor black child in there. Actually white, but anyway, so I see Tommy Jewell comes into the barbershop, and we're both in a waiting room. My friend Patrick, he's a comedian. He runs the barbershop. It's a cool barbershop. It's really good. It's called A Better You. Get it? It's a good barbershop, and they have student haircuts there, and it's cheap. So I see Tommy Jewell come in the door, and he sits down, and I saunter over here over to Tommy Jewell. Now he was the presiding judge of the Children's Court in Albuquerque on Second Street there. He's the presiding judge of the Children's Court. You know the one that John J. Romero? Hey man,
the one that took your kids. Hang on. The number here, we'll get to the conflict. Apparently a barbershop fight.
Yeah, he seems surprised that there's nepotism in government when it's called a crime family for a reason.
I don't know if he's surprised at this point in his career. He's been abused by them for many years. There's more coming up. You can join us, 603-283-6160 in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you dial in now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out our podcast feeds. If you have a podcast client and you would like to receive episodes of Free Talk Live as they are released, just go to feeds.freetalklive.com and you'll find our RSS feeds there. Copy the one you want and put it into your favorite podcast client and you will receive every episode automatically. You will not even have to lift a finger further. So check that out at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going back to David in New Mexico, who is regaling us with a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but where he was in a barbershop, and apparently you get your haircut at this barbershop regularly, and a judge walked in. You say his name is Tommy Jewell. He's a state court judge there in New Mexico. And go ahead. What's the rest of the story?
He was, man. He was. He ain't no more. He ain't no more. His wife was, too. Angela Jewell. Angela Jewell. She ain't no more either, I don't think. And, yeah, it's all true. You can ask Patrick, who owns a Better You in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can ask Patrick.
So do me a favor before you go on with the story. I know you're excited. Back off your phone a couple inches. You get really loud, and it gets a little distorted.
I'm excited. Is that better?
A little better. Go ahead.
A little better? Yeah. All right, man. So, anyway, so, Tommy Jewell walks in there. Remember, Tommy Jewell, he held the same position as Judge John J. Romero Jr. You know that name? And the same position as Judge M. Monica Zamora, presiding judge of the Children's Court in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, Second Judicial District.
Yep.
So they all three had the same job. But I'm in the barbershop, and Tommy Jewell comes in, and I see Tommy Jewell sitting there, and so I walk over to about 10 feet from Tommy, and I started pleading my case. You know, hey, what's up with your wife did to me, man? She did me bad, man. And Tommy Jewell, He's a big black guy. He wasn't angry before, but he was angry now. And Judge Tommy Jewell, he walks across the room all slow, and he's like twice my size, man. He's like 6 feet and about twice my weight. And he walks up, and he gets the ball up in my grill, man. Puts his face about a foot from my face, and he goes, "What you want me to do about it?" And I said, "Well, you should be doing something." He said, "I ain't a judge anymore." I said, "Yeah, but you're still connected." You're still connected, Tommy Jewel, so you should be doing something about this. So I take that as a little bit feeling guilty, because he asked me, what you want me to do about it? He didn't say it didn't happen.
Mm.
He didn't say it didn't happen the way David said it did. He just said, what you want me to do about it? So I take that as an admission, Tommy Jewel, Angela Jewel, Judge Monica Zamora, Judge John J. Romero Jr.
Did the owner of the barbershop appreciate you starting things with his other clients?
He was cool with it. He was actually more on my side than on Tommy's side. He was all cool about it. After it went down, he watched the whole thing. I walked over to him and I explained to him what went down, and he was all cool with it, you know.
Okay, so he didn't ban you from the barbershop for that?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, this guy is apparently a fifth-degree black belt, according to an online biography of Tommy Jewel.
I ain't scared, man. He's also a drummer in a band called the Woodpeckers. How do you like that? I still ain't scared, man.
Okay.
I still ain't scared.
Well, thanks for the story. There you go. David versus
still
the judge.
Still more effective than voting.
Do you mean getting up in the face of a judge?
Of a former judge,
yeah,
even.
Yeah. All right. So you had a story that we've been teasing all night, Peakless Mountaineer.
We get to talk about the thing?
It is a thing to talk about. The Ministry of Truth, the governance of disinformation or whatever they call it, the Disinformation Governance Board.
Disinformation Governance Board.
They formed this recently. It's the Department of Homeland Security here in the United States, and it made a lot of rounds on social media, rightfully so, because it does sound a lot like the Ministry of Truth. They will be determining what is disinformation and what is not, and doing something about it. We've yet to see what the something is, but I'm not looking forward to it. But there's other news related to this.
60 countries, 60, signed declaration that commits to bolstering, quote, resilience to disinformation and misinformation.
Hmm.
Oh, and in case you're wondering about the difference between those two, so it's basically telling you, like, an intentional lie or just giving you bad information.
Okay.
So I misinform you when I pass along something that I might think is true.
Correct.
But isn't. Whereas disinforming you, I know this isn't the truth, and that's what I tell you.
Okay. Also known as lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The United States and 60 partner countries, including the UK, Canada, Australia, and members of the European Union, have signed a sweeping, quote, declaration for the future of the Internet, unquote.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if that doesn't send shivers down your spine, I don't know what's wrong with you.
This is already sounding very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think we're at peak bad at this point.
Mm.
Like we're entering the worst of times with this. I mean,
wow.
They are literally controlling which information you are allowed or not allowed.
Oh, yeah.
By the government. I mean, this is literally out of a dystopian novel.
We had a story last night where a federal judge issued an order telling every internet service provider in the country
mm-hmm.
that they had to block certain websites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I figured out what to do about that one. So
mm-hmm.
here's what you do. Someone needs to decide that they're going to be an ISP
mm-hmm.
and then sue that judge saying, I'm an ISP, but I'm not allowed to get any clients because I literally can't know for sure
mm-hmm.
if any of them are or are not this John or Jane Doe.
Yeah, I would think they would have standing. All right, tell me more.
The Declaration of the for the Future of the Internet, which commits to bolstering resilience to disinformation and misinformation, quote-unquote, and somehow upholding free speech rights while also censoring, quote-unquote, harmful content.
Those two things don't go together.
So you will have more free speech because you're not allowed to say certain things.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, is that not how that works?
That sounds like doublespeak.
Oh, so more of a thing is different from less of a thing?
Mm.
Well, that's double plus ungood. That is triple plus ungood.
Mm. This is bad.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's one thing to set up a Ministry of Truth. It's one thing for America, for the most powerful country in the world, the creator of the Internet, to start up this government agency that will decide what is and is not reality and whether or not what you're saying conforms to that reality is terrifying.
Now, whether they're going to start putting people in prison right away for this is another question, but you can better believe they're going to work with the big tech corporations like Microsoft and Facebook and the rest of them to prohibit any kind of alternative beliefs being expressed.
What's worse than that, though, is to have 60 different countries doing this together.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's literally global governance of human thought. Like, that's where we're at.
And it's terrifying.
And, I mean, like, I was thinking about the case you were talking about yesterday, and obviously the point of that is just to scare them. So, I mean, it's
to scare the internet service
providers? Yes, exactly. Because, as you pointed out, this could apply to literally everyone. We don't know who this is that you're supposed to not allow to have a website. So what does that mean? Well, it's we are threatening you with a process. And that, as we've pointed out on this show many a time, the process is the punishment. Sure, you can say, well, you can appeal and you can do this. And it's like, yeah, you can spend a bunch of money, spend a bunch of time that you're never getting back.
As they say, you can beat the rap, you just can't beat the ride.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly it. So they want to scare internet service providers so that there is a chilling effect on who is and is not allowed to set up a website. So if they want their business to continue unimpeded, they better censor the crap out of all of us just to make sure that it wasn't these bad people.
Or spend millions of dollars trying to fight for the freedom of your customers.
Right.
And there's another story that I think I briefly mentioned it. The Department of Treasury, Office of Foreign Assets Control, they're a fun bunch, OFAC, they have now announced they've sanctioned a website. For the first time ever, a cryptocurrency mixing website called Blender, blender.io. And they say that because the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has allegedly used this website, now it must be sanctioned. And usually when things are sanctioned, that means that average people are no longer allowed to use them or it becomes a criminal act.
Well, and that's exactly the problem. So the very concept of privacy, the very concept of anonymity means that they will now assume that you are North Korea or that you are whoever the John Doe in that case was.
Mm-hmm.
They will assume it is very much you are guilty until proven innocent.
And good luck doing that.
Yeah. And that is how they are governing our thought and our communication. And it's terrifying because humans have two options. Either we talk or we club. That's it.
We're entering into a very disturbing anti-free speech zone here in the United States and the other 60 countries that were involved in this treaty. We will keep an eye on things, of course, as best we can, as long as we're still allowed to broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.